Hello again, and welcome back to the Witch's Lounge podcast. Today we have a bit of a different approach. I have asked someone, young lady by the name of Charlotte, to consent to an interview here at the Witch's Lounge. So, just a little background on Charlotte. She was born into being a witch. Her mother was a witch. I decided to interview her because I thought it would be a great way for people who are new to the craft to kind of relate to someone who is, grew up knowing nothing but the craft. So we are going to see a bit about, the differences between those who found the path later in life and those who it was kind of set before they were even born. So, while we are waiting on her to call in, she should be calling in at any moment now, I just want to divulge in a couple of things. One, I do not have a solid opinion on the fact of people being born into the craft. There are not that this reflects anything to do with Charlotte. I don't really know her background too much. We're going to find that out together with the interview. But I did have a run-in with a young lady who was a witch or is a witch. And she is one of those people who thought that in order to practice that you have to be born into it. And I just want to make it clear that the person who realized that they were a witch yesterday is no different than the person who was born into the craft and has practiced their entire life. And the reason why I say that is because there are some misconceptions out there that in order to truly be a witch, that it must be in your blood. Now, my mother is a witch as well, and I was not raised pagan. I was not raised as a witch. I was raised as a Christian because it's very taboo because of where we live in Southeast Georgia. And, like I've said in prior podcasts, we didn't really know that we were witches until later in life. And then it's like whenever it clicked, it all clicked. And suddenly we knew, like, this is what this is supposed to be. This is why this happened and this is why that happened. And it kind of just like made everything make sense. So with that being said, I don't want anyone to be offended or think that they are less than because maybe their family doesn't support them, or, you know, maybe your family does support you, but they don't see the same views. You know, everyone's situation is different, so don't be discouraged. I just thought that it would be really awesome. Oh, and here she is. So bear with me one second. Hello?
The wrong number.
Oh, no, you have the right number.
Okay, hello. You asked me to call in yesterday for, like, a podcast?
Yes. Is this Charlotte?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Charlotte, you are already on the air, just to let you know that. I was just telling our listeners a little bit about what the podcast is going to be about, and I wanted to touch base with someone who has followed the path, so it's great that you were kind of brought up as a witch. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions and you can go in, as deep or as vague as you want to. It's all completely on whatever you're comfortable with talking about. But the point of the podcast is that we are going to compare, someone who was born and raised into the craft with those kind of to compare the differences, but also how they're very similar. So to begin with, I would like you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you believe in. I know you said that you were very eclectic, so if you want to elaborate a little bit on that, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, so first of all, hi guys. Technically, I was raised in witchcraft. My mom is a witch, and honestly, probably wouldn't want me to call her that because we live in the South, and it was always something kind of like a hidden part of our community. And I was raised with it, but, you know, I wasn't raised with this whole, like, structured idea of witchcraft where you, you know, you do these rituals and you get initiated. I was more raised to believe in, like, the lady and the Lord. And it was almost similar to how a Christian kid would be brought up. You know, I was taught to pray, and occasionally we would do, like, spell work. And I think the main thing that I was taught was to have belief in the lady and the Lord, and that nature was important, and also to just, like, respect the earth and to, you know, not do any harm, I think was the major thing when I was a kid, because I knew what spells were, but my mom was always very, very strict with, you know, what you put out into the universe, you get back. So I was taught, you know, don't do, like, bad spells, don't try to hex people, things like that.
Gotcha. I'm in the South also. I'm in South Georgia, so I do know what it's like, kind of having to hide who you are. Do you think that, with your family, I know you said that it was hidden, but do you think that you had to grow up a little bit different than people who were, like, raised in Christian families?
Oh, I mean, totally, and it was definitely very strange because, you know, I had this upbringing that was different from all of the kids around me. You know, growing up as a pagan or growing up with, like, a witchy mother, you don't really go to church on Sundays. You miss out on a lot of community because a lot of witches are, like, solitary practitioners. And also, you know, I think it's good in the way that I didn't grow up Christian because I was able to expand and believe more. Not that I want to say anything bad about Christianity, but there was definitely a sense of community that I feel that I didn't necessarily have growing up.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to you on that. Does the rest of your family, besides your mom, practice witchcraft, or was it just you two, or was it like a family thing that kind of wasn't spoken of? Like, how did that go?
Well, so, and like I said, it still feels a little weird, honestly, talking about it this openly, but apparently from what my mom told me, her grandmother taught it to her, but the side of the family that I met is, like, vehemently against anything with witchcraft. There is a family legend that's kind of funny. Like, my cousins will say that my grandmother has, like, sight, but they're all very Christian. Like, they speak in tongues. And, you know, sometimes I still feel like my mother gets the side eye. I get the side eye from the family because, you know, we don't believe like they believe.
Yeah, I imagine that would be really hard. Kind of like a bit of a barrier, invisible barrier between you guys. Do you have any advice for any newcomers who are coming into the craft, just starting out, whether it's early in life or late in life, especially like being in the Bible Belt? Do you have any kind of tips or advice that you would give anyone on how to, like, live like a normal person when you kind of have that looming over you? Although we think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I love being a witch, but, you know, this day and age, you kind of get stoned a bit. So is there any advice that you could give anyone to kind of overcome that and to not let it affect you both mentally and emotionally? Sorry, I'm tongue-tied.
Well, I have a couple of pieces of advice, but I don't want to be too long-winded. The first thing is just, you know, be yourself. The second thing is, and this is like a personal little pet peeve that I have, especially with, you know, new witches or people who didn't grow up in the craft, just because it's in the witch section of Barnes & Noble does not mean that it's true. Don't believe everything you read. Just like with Christianity, you wouldn't necessarily believe everything. And while I think it's important to express yourself and, you know, express your own different ideas, I don't think witchcraft should be used as a tool to, like, gain power or scare people. Like, so many new witches walk around in just these, like, scary looking costumes, and they're very closed off to people. And, you know, to me personally, you know, if you project that kind of negativity and that kind of creepy, scary aura, you're not helping anyone, in my opinion. You're not helping yourself, and you're not necessarily projecting positivity in the world. While I love black clothes and, you know, black lipstick, I've seen so many witches walk around with this attitude of, like, you don't understand. And then if we do that, how are we any better than anyone else who proselytizes or anyone else who thinks that their religion is the one true way? I think new witches need to understand that not everybody believes like you, and that's completely okay.
Most definitely. Well, Charlotte, it was really great to get to talk to you. Thank you so much. I will send you a link to this episode of the podcast, and quite possibly we'll be in touch for future interviews if you're interested.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, and thanks to everybody for listening.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
All right, everyone. There you have it. We just heard from Charlotte, who is a practicing witch. She had some very good insight for those of you who are new to the craft. I just want to touch back on what she ended her interview with, on portraying yourself as you want to be seen. That is something that I'm really glad that you brought up, Charlotte. That was a awesome point and an awesome way to end this podcast. One thing about being a witch is there's already so much negativity that's surrounded by witchcraft. There's so much unseen and unheard and things that a lot of people just don't get. And it's a very well-known fact that you fear what you don't know. So with that being said, if you are kind of putting out the emo, goth vibe, that's okay. But being unapproachable and not being able to be asked questions by others does not help us as a whole, as witches. At the end of the day, it really hinders everyone from you to anyone you have immediate contact with. And it also creates a barrier between those who actually want to know more that could be supportive of you. If they feel like they can't talk to you about your craft or about what you're doing, or if they can't ask you a question of why you decide that you want to burn that candle on Saturday, then that creates a recipe for disaster. So with that being said, just like there are radicals with Christianity and there's radicals with Islam, there are also radicals with witchcraft. And there are those who strictly want to turn to witchcraft for the power and almost to be greedy with life. That's what I call it. Being greedy with life. And what I mean by that is you want everything you can get. You don't care who you harm to get it or how you get it. You just want it. You got to have it. And that's not what we were about. So I had an interview with a young lady, that was new to the craft, but that didn't quite work out. So, I'm going to kind of go over a few things in place of her interview and shed some light. So whenever people are first coming into the craft, it's new, it's exciting. They want to know everything that they can know. And that's great. That's awesome. That hunger and that eagerness to learn is what creates most of the best witches. But you also are very influential at this time. So whenever you are very influential, I won't say that you are weak by any means, but you are a little bit more naive about things and you can be turned in the wrong direction. Or even turned off from witchcraft as a whole just by someone's opinion or what someone is telling you or, you know, the way that someone tells you to do something. Maybe a book that you've read has contradicted everything else that you've heard. So my biggest bit of advice to go along with what Charlotte said is whenever you're coming into the craft, you want to be vigilant. You want to pay attention to what you're putting into your body. And I don't mean like food and all that shit. I mean like you really want to be conscious of the material that you're reading, the material that you're going off of. I highly suggest that if you have a local coven or if you have someone local that you can reach out to, that you talk to them, kind of get insight or continue to listen to podcasts or, try to identify those who have the same beliefs as you and aren't pushing your opinions and your beliefs and your feelings off as just emotional mumbo jumbo. You want someone who's going to take you seriously. And one thing that helped me a lot was to be mentored. Finding a mentor can help you both spiritually and mentally. It can help someone to not only guide you in the right direction, but they also kind of give you a little boost. Sometimes, whenever you don't know if you're doing the right thing, it leaves that big question mark and that big what if. What if this is not the right thing? What if I didn't do this right? What if I didn't cast the spell correctly? What if, what if, what if? The what ifs are poison. They are poisonous to you, they are poisonous to your craft, they are poisonous to your spells. So, you want to erase all doubt and all low self-esteem issues, anything that is that could possibly affect you. And you want to try to move from there. So, going back into what Charlotte said, I encourage all of you to create your own way and to, like I said, be vigilant. Try to pay attention to what it is that you're surrounding yourself with and be honest with yourself. Like, sit down, do some self-reflection, ask yourself really what is it that is making you want to gravitate towards witchcraft? And more than likely, if it is a personal, it's one thing if you are spiritually connected already. But if you don't have that spiritual connection and you're just looking to see what you can get out of it, then you're probably not in the right place, at least not with this podcast. Because I do believe in manifesting your desires, but I also believe that witchcraft is a lot of working on yourself. And that's just it. Like, you really need to get down to the nitty-gritty of why do you want to be a witch? And if you can't answer that question, I suggest that you don't even try spell casting until you do. Because if you don't know what your desires are or your intentions are, then how is the universe gonna know? And with that being said, I know that this podcast was a tiny bit random, but I feel like we touched on some really great subjects here. And if you will, like, comment, share, review the podcast. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for calling in. Like I said, we got some great views here. So if you will, just give me a shout. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have any issues. If you're just coming to the craft and you have questions, you can always email me, which is lounge@gmail.com. And we will be back after a while with another episode of the Witch's Lounge.